Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Matt Lieb.
And I'm Vince Mancini.
And this is a Pod Yourself a Gun announcement. Just wanted to say, first of all, thank you to all of you out there who have been listening to the podcast and writing to us, following us on all of the social medias like Pod Yourself a Gun on Twitter and Instagram. We thank you. One of the reasons we love doing Rewatch podcasts is that pretty much people can show up whenever they want and start listening to it and discover it. So thank you to all you out there who have been telling your friends about it. It's been exciting to watch people discover this podcast for the first time and then write to us and be like, yo, this is a great podcast. But as you know, there are no more episodes of The Sopranos to cover. So that means there's not really going to be very many episodes of, Pod Yourself a Gun left. Sure, we may populate the feed with some interviews with different Sopranos cast members, or just a occasional bonus episode just for funsies, like this one. This week I wanted to present to you guys the final compilation of the Bada B stories from season 6B of The Sopranos. It's a shortened season, so there are of course fewer songs than before, but still I think some of my best work. So sit back, relax, and enjoy it. And before I go, I want to say we are now about 3 weeks away from the Wire podcast that Vince and I are starting up. Thank you for not being too mad at us for taking a little bit of a break. But as you know, or I don't know if you do know, but I have a kid coming and Vince just had a newborn. So obviously we have been spending this summer, doing baby shit. And because of that, things are certainly not going as fast as we would like them to go, and definitely not as fast as you would like them to go. But, keep in mind that our last episode of Pod Yourself a Gun was like May 31st, so it's not really been that long. I mean, it's still July, so your patience is very much appreciated. But in about 3 weeks, we will be starting up the new pod. We will have an RSS feed for everyone to subscribe to shortly. And so we'll be putting that up in this feed. But while you're waiting, obviously, for that to start, again, shameless plug for the Patreon. We talk about movies. We talk about other TV shows. We just talk about stuff at the Fraudcast. That's patreon.com/fraudcast. So please join. Anyways, the new Wire Rewatch podcast, which will be called Pod Through the Garden, coming out in 3 weeks. So get excited for that. While you're waiting, please enjoy the final Bada B Stories compilation from Pod Yourself a Gun from season 6B of The Sopranos.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds, and Mars.
Let's do it. Tony drops his gun in the snow 2 years ago. He spends one whole night in jail. His bullets are hello. It's season 6, part 2. Final season, Bob Fungo. The Mafia, the Mafia. Eats gabagoo. Hey! Tony drives to the lake house. Meets Bobby B. They get drunk and start to fight. Playing Monopoly. Carmen and Janice also fight. Bobby finally kills a guy. The mafia, he's got a ghoul. Yeah! What's up, bitch? My name is L.A. Matt. I flappin', flappin', flappin' in the ass with that gag. Gonna punch a bitch in the throat. Bob Saget fell. He hit his head. It was real sad, but now he's dead. He's in heaven looking down at all of us like, hey guys, I make jokes that are gross. but I'm having a lot of, I don't know, man. I'm tired. I can't believe it's the last season. That's too bad. Sup, bitch, eat dicks, fuck chicks, hey, licking clits, eat shit, fuck shit. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck. By Vin the Boner.
Welcome to the Chop Shop, Cujine. You can't kill me twice, Sally boy. I'm already fucking dead, remember?
I'm the boss, Michael. What you had belongs to me.
Even the girl I loved?
What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine.
This is mine too, Sally. Now you can have it. Far from me!
Christopher returns, Johnny Zach learns, he's gonna pass away. Blanca starts being rude, has a shitty attitude. It tears AJ apart, it's ruining his Sunday dinner. Silvio and the hairdo, they eat some gabagool. Jerry gets shot right in his head. Doc wanted Jerry dead. Now there's gonna be a war. Let's have spicy meet the ball. Season 6 VO2. Christopher made a film for you. And now it's wrapped and there's a screening of Chrissy's horror film called Cleaver. Chrissy's horror. Boss of plot was based on him and Adriana. Chris tells JT to lie, hits him right in the eye. JT shows up with his face bruised. Tony doesn't buy the ruse and then complains to Doc Melfi. Why does Christopher hate me? Season 6 BO2. Christopher made a fool of you. He's got a fault when playing you, screwing Adriana. Chrissy's horror film called Cleaver. Chrissy's horror, Chrissy's horror, Chrissy's horror film called Cleaver. Hoity-toity-toy. You're gonna fight your dog. Jesus Christ, when you masturbate. What a vicious L.A. man. All up in that ass with that guy. Flap, 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 eat my butt and suck my ass. Fuck my butthole with your finger. Fuck my butthole, fuck my butthole, fuck my butthole with your finger. I'm loving butts and busting nuts. I'll put my dick into your dick and balls. Fuck my butthole with your finger. Bite your dog, bite your dog, bite your dog and suck my dinger. Yes, you can suck my dick, my dick.
don't know, man. That was fun.
My family took shit from the Mitigans the minute we got off the boat.
Come on. Fuck you talking about?
Leotardo. That's my fucking legacy. No more Butchie. No more of this.
The bloody pints are bloody fangs.
The bloody king's in bloody rag.
The bloody pipe's made out of bread.
The bloody queen is bloody dead.
My bloody teeth are bloody fucked.
A bloody lorry is a truck.
Bloody lays are bloody crisps.
Save you making fish and chips.
The bloody bars are bloody pub.
Erasers are bloody rubber.
Bloody chickens bloody boiled.
Aluminium is foil.
The bloody gears are bloody daft.
Are you having a laugh?
The bloody strong are bloody fit.
David Baker fish and chips.
Public schools are bloody private.
The bloody trash is called the dustbin.
The bloody chimney's bloody sweep.
David Baker fish and chips.
Bloody petrol's bloody gas.
The bloody arse, the bloody ass.
The bloody cops, the bloody Bobby.
Bob's your uncle, Bobby Jobby.
A bloody neck, a bloody tie.
The bloody town's all in the shire.
There's a queue and bloody check.
Baby, bigger fish and chips.
A bloody Z's, a bloody Z.
A bloody nuts, a bloody head.
The bloody water is what's up.
America's America.
Bloody jammies, bloody luck.
Bloody bloody's bloody fuck.
The bloody line's a bloody queue.
The bloody loo is where you poo.
A fortnight's too bloody weak.
A baby, bigger fish and chips.
I am wide awake, cause Pauline is giggling, sitting all alone and beaming, laughing at Three's company, yeah. I can't spend my life with this chiacchierone, watch him steal the buffet pastries, Marone. A voice inside me says, hey, you gotta whack him now, Tony. I don't wanna recollect. I don't wanna take a trip down memory lane, Polly. And I don't wanna remember when. Cause every time I hang with you, you just will not STFU, and I'm worried, Polly, and I don't want to remember when. Yeah, bitch, this is fucking LMF flat flat. Fuck. Lying in my bed with that blonde skiffoozer, and I'm wondering what you're saying. Wondering if you are dry snitching. So then I rent a boat
and say, let's fish together. You told Johnny Sack that joke, and you must now confess a forever bitch. I don't want to reminisce. I don't want to hear you tell that same goddamn story. And I don't want to remember when. Cause every time we're on the road, you make the same old goddamn jokes and I'm going crazy. No, I don't want to remember when. I don't want to talk about when I was a little kid. I just want to eat some gabagoo with you, just like this. I don't want to hear you talk about how much you liked my dad. Yeah, I used to look up to you, Polly. Now you just make me sad. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to recollect. I don't want play the tape back up in my head. And I don't want to remember when. Cause even eating gabagoo, you're always talking like I should drool. I'm gonna kill you, Polly. No, I don't want to remember when. I don't want to reminisce. I don't want to think about all of those stories. No, I don't want to remember. Cause every time I think about you, I get pissed off, bitch. It's stuck on my dick, lick on my nuts. Don't wanna remember when a giant meteor is heading for Earth, gonna destroy it and maybe blow some stuff up. Fuck. I don't wanna remember when. Cause Bruce Willis up in the house with a mouth. Fuck. I got this. Yo, bitch, what up? It is your friend, L.A. Matt. He's inside an asteroid that's going blap, blap, blap. Gonna hit the Earth and make everything explode. The Earth will be shaped just like Vince Mancini's chode. Eat all the cum for fun, and the gun, and the cum, and the butts, and the lungs, and the kill all the bitches. Shit on the snitches. One take.
Ah, sir, play your hand.
Yeah, don't be shy, Sherlock.
Got a little time, why not?
Why not, he says.
Did you hear the one about the Jewish terrorist? He's going to hijack a plane, but he want to use his miles.
You want a sandwich?
No, I just ate, thanks.
Not it, eat. He's here for the rent. The rent, the rent.
What are you talking about?
Here you go.
Can you stop already?
I got some spare change here, too. It's a joke. Where's that sense of humor?
Yelling at your wife,
don't feel so hollow. Each day classmates call him gay, so he poo-poos down the drain. Tony's mad and screams at Carlo, keeps losing at gambling. Oh, 200K, and he pays the big. 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 Sabbatic. SLA has Nancy Sinatra sing at his party. Or has she lost his wife? 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 Lost his wife?
Take over, okay, Felix?
What'd you do?
I'm leaving.
Who?
I'm going home. I quit.
What'd you do there?
If Dale calls, just tell him I'm sorry.
But you're the manager.
Love you, but long as you eat the gabagoo, Chrissy begins to spiral. AJ seems so suicidal. Gabbly knows what I'll do without you. AJ has trouble sleeping. He lays on the couch all day weeping. Tony voices him on Parisi. He thinks depression's cured by titties. God only knows what I'll do without you. Struggling. Chris and Polly are feuding. Polly steals back his power toolies. Chris relapses like a foolie. He drunkenly murders JT. God only knows what I'll do without you. God only knows what Tony will now do.
God, Tony loves to eat the gaba.
The Sopranos, what's TV without?
God only knows what will be Sopranos.
Badly than Vince Mancini whopping.
Give us 5 stars and write on Serene.
It is a Mario Vapa.
Psychiatry is a record. Owie, mama, my butt's very blue. Mama, give me Milky and my bum too.
Suck on my dick.
Summertime and the living is thirsty. Again. Once again, I've done that joke. And once again, it's a great joke.
Very funny, Matt.
Thank you.
But you're right. It is summer. And during the summer, I love to keep Fiji water on hand to keep my family and me hydrated and refreshed.
Here's the thing about Fiji water. It really is from the islands of Fiji.
You're a liar.
No, I swear to God, it actually is. Drop by drop, Fiji water collects in a sustainable, ancient, artesian aquifer 1,600 miles away from the nearest continent, protected and preserved naturally from external elements. But I'm always wondering, Vince, how does Fiji water taste so good?
That's such a good question. And the answer is that as the water filters through volcanic rock, it collects a unique profile of electrolytes and minerals, resulting in more than double the electrolytes as the other two top premium bottled water brands, giving Fiji water its signature soft, smooth taste. You know, yesterday I happened to take my son to California's largest water park, and you know, it's hot out, the sun's beating down, you're carrying a toddler around, you get thirsty.
Sure do.
And you know what I did?
What?
I reached a meaty paw out for that natural artesian spring water that comes only from Fiji.
That's right. That's right. And listen, I enjoy Fiji water on a hot day. I enjoy Fiji water on a cold day. I enjoy Fiji water on a medium day. Just basically whenever I'm thirsty, I reach for a nice bottle of Fiji water.
I know your mouth gets dry when you're trying to do those royalty freestyles sometimes.
It does. It does. I have a very dry mouth. People have commented on that. And I like to wet it with the Fiji water. And here's the thing, Vince. Unlike some other premium bottled water, Fiji water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring.
That's like the best kind of electrolytes. And this water even has a perfectly balanced pH of 7.7. Fiji water really is Earth's finest water. And since 2022, its 330 milliliter and 500 milliliter bottles have been produced in 100% recycled plastic. So you can feel proud of your choice in bottled water.
Get stocked up on Fiji water this summer and visit your local retailer to pick some up today for your next backyard party, beach or pool day, hike, or even your home office.
It's not just water, it's Fiji water.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save big money at Menards.
You know, people walk around like this is all something. They're fucking laughing. Nobody takes even 1 second to think about what's really going on.
You sound depressed again.
I mean, how can anybody not be? You'd have to be fucking nuts not to be. I mean, you'd have to have your head wedged so far up your ass that all you could see is your own stupid face.
Soundtrack. Tony yells and Chrissy swerves.
There is no pain, just internal bleeding. A distant headlight on the horizon. Tony almost dials 911. Chrissy looks high, and Tony, he hangs up. Chrissy was like his child till he wrote Cleaver. The film felt like one before Fungo. Now Tony sees Chris for what he is. Across to Bear, he sees her all.
Little girl, she's gonna rock my entire fucking I do this? It's just because it's fun. But for me only. I don't even know if people can hear me right now. Yo, what's up? My name is Roger Waters. I play the bass and I write the songs. And David Gilmore sings the songs. And then we fight all career long. I'm gonna talk about Israel. And David just gonna play songs I wrote. And both of them together make a great band. But both of them separately are, I mean, they're fine. I don't know, man.
I wish they would be friends, though. I wish they would just make up, because, like, motherfucker, you guys are old. What, are you going to fight forever?
All right.
I was just watching Borat on cable. You can watch a thing 50 times, and it's still hilarious.
It wasn't fair to the people involved.
You loved it when it came out. What's going on with you? Is this still about Blanca?
You know, I don't know anymore.
I know how you feel, okay? When Finn and I split, I cried every day for like a month.
You realize we're gonna bomb Iran?
You don't know that.
You watch.
You need to learn to shut stuff out.
Are you crazy? I mean, do you hear what we're talking about?
You say that, but I come in here and you're surfing the web for porn.
It's not porn.
Al Jazeera.
Swimming pool.
Looks like a boo-gray.
Gamma goo.
And Jay's a
gonna be okay.
It will, Mom.
But he was always so happy. He was our happy little boy.
We decapitate and we do business with whatever's left.
They got redundant upper management, bleeds off half the kick. We take them out, absorb the whole fucking thing.
Take out an entire fucking family? Let me tell you a couple of three things. Anthony Soprano has no respect for this thing. They make anybody and everybody over there. And the way that they do it, it's all fucked up. Guys don't get their finger pricked. There's no sword and gun on the table.
Phil.
No, Al. Either it has meaning or no meaning.
Sixby has come and passed. We're almost done with this podcast. Wake me up when Sopranos ends. Vince Mancini's dick is trash. Six seasons has gone so fast. Wake me up when Sopranos ends.
Yeah, bitch.
Here comes Philly again, scheming with the mob. Puts a hit on Tony again. That's a spicy meatball. Ask Bobby buy some model trains. Goombas blow out all his brains. Wake me up when Sopranos ends.
I fuck Justin Halpern's mom. I fuck Justin Halpern's mom. I fuck Justin Halpern's mom. I fuck Justin Halpern's mom.
Sylvie Ogarot's a guy. He gets shot and made.
Everyone knows that this is the best show, but there should be more shows, cause I'm getting kinda tired of the same old show every week. Can't wait to start another show. Really excited about it.
Sopranos has come and passed. We lump some bums and ate some mess. Wake me up when Sopranos ends. One more episode left to do. Give us 5 stars and a review. Wake me up when Sopranos ends. We
Bye-bye. Wave bye-bye, Grandpa. Bye-bye, Papa.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Grandpa. Bye.
Oh, shit! Just the Sopranos. The series is coming to a close. Tony and crew and family are hiding everywhere. Just the HBO, number one TV show. David Roth sucks dick and eats the butt. He eats butt and butt and butt and butt.
Some onion rings. A bell rings at the host's entrance. Gets Tony's attention.
The screen goes black and I hit my TV.
The credits start to roll like this can't be true. Did David Chase end his show by saying bop on goo? Keep on scrolling, names of cast and crew. The Sopranos ended with a prank, dude. I speak on the phone with my cable provider. Hold it on the line behind another caller. I get a busy signal while I wait. I'm gonna murder David Chase today. I want something else. I waited 6 seasons to watch Tony Soprano die. David, David, want yourself a gun. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. Wasn't expected to be trolled, and I wish I could get closure, just some closure. People ask what happened, David Chase. Hey, who knows, it's just a TV show, now suck my dick, you won't stop. Won't give piggies their slot, reading crackpot theories like Tony's too fucking, this is fucked up. I'm a piggy, this is shitty, so I oinked again. Yeah, I oinked again, it's sad. How do I get back there to a show about titties and gabagool? Show about wise guys, wops and Jews. I hate David Chase. I wanted something else. I waited 6 seasons to watch Tony Soprano die. David, David, on yourself a gun. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. I might misunderstand the Sopranos. It could be dealing with uneasy feelings of American Empire in its death throes. Not fuck that, it's about cool guys. I'm too shallow for this next. I'll watch The Wire, and that's a simple show about wires. And when this podcast ends, we'll take a small break, and Francesca and I will get married and take a vacation out of LA. Though we are low on money, please go to the Patreon for broadcast. I love the piggies, I must confess. Your little pink snaps, they pass the test. Fatty little bellies lap slop from the content trough, and you hold me and you're oinking. Still I wanna eat.
the biggies, like the chemical, feel myself turning some more slump. I'm scared, still don't have a job. No, no, we're just joined the Patreon. If you all gave us $1,000 a month, that would be alright, alright. And I wanted something else. Did Tony live or die? Baby, pod yourself a gun. We just want to say thanks and goodbye.
Through the garden, you better
pod.
Watch your back. Well, I beg your
pod.
Want to stay the
podcast.
Track. If you
pod.
To Jesus, he'll save your
the wire.
Soul. You gotta keep the devil
pod.
Down.
Pod.
Down in the hole.
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 Podcast.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save